back to the Ben and Skin Show on 97.1 The Eagle.
Ah, yes. Thanks for rolling with us today. Greatly appreciate it. Wednesday, November the 17th, closing in, hard charging towards the end of the calendar year. We greatly appreciate all of you for listening as we close in on Thanksgiving. Especially, we're grateful and thankful that all of you who do choose to make us a part of your daily routine. It's very, very cool. To that end, we love meeting you in person. We got a couple of remotes still coming up. And I want to say this. Golly, this is crazy. But for those of you out there that are dealing with this, I don't think you guys have dealt with this with your parents because you're so young, but probably grandparents you have. Mm-hmm. If you have a parent or a grandparent, once they get to the point where they need care, like around the clock, it is such a bizarre thing. Like, it's incredibly difficult and challenging to go through that. And so, like, I've got my mom is fighting stage 4 kidney cancer. And it just so happens that her doctor, who I won't put on blast, and I, you know, her doctor's like, the times that he can meet with my mom are typically during our show. Mm-hmm. And so my wife or my sister-in-law or my brother will go to these appointments, and I haven't been able to talk to the doctor, and I want to talk to the doctor. And so my wife's like, hey, you know, you're planning these calls during my husband's show, and he really wants to talk to you about his mom and how she's doing and what the prognosis is and da-da-da. So he can't make these appointments that are between 2 and 5, so can you call him? And the doctor's like, no. I can't.
What?
And we're like, what?
Because he's too busy?
He's like, if I had to call multiple people for every family, I would never have time to be a doctor. And I get that, you know, but it's like,
yeah,
you can't take 5 minutes to call me like one and have one conversation with me. So he's apparently going by her hospital room today, the moment at some point after 5. And so our show ends at 5. And so, dude, I am hauling ass out of here praying that I go catch this doctor.
There's a weird circle of life, and I've just seen this because I've dealt this with my grandparent, one set of my grandparents over the past few years. My grandpa passed away earlier. He got COVID, beat COVID, but had some other stuff, and he died earlier in the year. But it's like a weird thing where you live, and then you take care of your own kids, and then your own kids take care of you. Mm-hmm. And then there's the cycle that ends.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like a weird thing to think about, but it's kind of what's happening. So you want to make sure that you raise your kids right, so your kids know to take care of you when you get old, because you are going to be not a problem is the long word, an inconvenience. That's the wrong word, too, because you're caring for them, but it's not, you know, it's not ideal, like, because you're just not used to your parents not being able to take care of themselves.
Right.
And it just gets to that point. It's weird.
It's scary if you don't really want kids yet, too, because it's like, who's going to take care of me when I get like that?
I think you just shoot yourself up into space.
I was talking to my brother about this. It's like, it gets so hard. And it's really, the older you get, and my mom's not even the age of the president, the last two presidents. You know, she's not even that old.
And she's probably doing better than them, honestly.
So it's like, but, you know, once you get up there to that age and when you have a health setback, it's scary because the stakes are higher the older you get. And, like, is this just a minor setback or is this a new way of life? Is this, like, 24/7 care needed? We just don't know. And so, you know, and there's no training for these things. You don't go through any training to know how to deal with those things. But
it's not like an iHeart thing where you got to know, you know, not to share passwords up here.
Yeah.
It's not some training course for that.
Except for 30 minutes.
It's difficult. For a lot of reasons, and there's the part of it that's sad too, you know. But you do kind of, I think, once you kind of get used to it, you do kind of feel like you're doing the right thing,
right?
You know, there's a point where they're hurting themselves by being alone. I saw this with my grandpa. It's like little things like taking the keys away from him, or then it's like, okay, he's staying at home by himself, but he's trying to go get the mail and he falls, and it's like, okay. You're hurting yourself. This is bad, you know. It's rough.
It's rough, man. It's really hard. So my heart goes out to everybody out there dealing with this, who has dealt with it. It's just all a part of life. But that's why I got to race out of here when we're done. This is the only show in the universe that can transform, shift from that to Britney Spears. She's out of her conservatorship. And I'm still trying to get a handle on what's going on with her. She is still posting some interesting pictures and things like that.
I don't think you need to handle anything.
Over at Instagram. But she, what's the latest here, K-Ray?
So I saw a video that she put out earlier today just kind of saying thank you, really. She was like, you guys don't understand how great it is to actually have my own money and my own bank account where I can buy candles and just things that I want to buy. And she can actually drive now and stuff like that. So kind of like what we were just talking about. She actually can do these things that she hasn't been able to do for 13 years. So she just, you know, is thanking everyone. And she gave everyone in that movement, the Free Britney thing, a shout out, saying thank you again. And she seems okay. We'll
good
see.
For her. Yeah. Good for her. I think everybody's rooting for her.
Oh, absolutely.
Because I think we all feel like the paparazzi broke her.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they treated her unfairly.
Yeah.
Pop culture ate her up, you know. And
tough world, man.
So we're really rooting for her. I think don't think there's anybody out there who's not rooting for Britney Spears.
She's calling out the critics, though.
Oh, she is?
On her Instagram post.
What? Oh, she's calling out the people who don't like her showing so much booty? Or?
I don't know if you've seen this. It says, the second pick is the original, and you heard me. Should I say it again? Kiss my MFing ass.
Oh.
Oh, she's talking about people that say, hey, why are you using filters?
I guess. I don't know, man.
Let her do...
Leave Britney alone. Just
seriously,
let Britney
how many
Britney.
Times do we have to say that? Leave her alone.
Leave her alone. But right now, it's time for this.
Oh, I have it.
Oh, lazy Susan, won't you come on home to me? Lazy Susan.
Kevin, I want to get this party started, if you don't mind.
Yeah.
Because part of a relationship that ends up being a marriage where you end up spending your life together, part of that is you end up marrying someone's family, which you don't always think about. But you are marrying someone's family.
Yeah.
And that can be good or bad. And I know examples of both. Like me, my mother-in-law, rest in peace, I actually liked her more than my wife.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a compliment because I love my wife.
Yeah.
Did you take it a different way?
Sorry.
I got a story. Maybe we'll save it for later. I got a story about some sharing, too.
Sharing.
What do you mean? Not with my family.
No.
Oh. My mother-in-law was awesome. She was incredible, and I'm just joking. I love my wife. I like my wife the mostest.
My wife, I love her.
But my mother-in-law was great. But there is a situation where that I'm aware of that I won't say who it was.
Yeah, go ahead. Put him on blast, man.
Of someone who got married, their first Thanksgiving as a married couple, they were going to go to the home of the groom and have Thanksgiving there. And they invited their mom, the wife's mom, to come to the new family. And, hey, let's experience Thanksgiving together. We're now a bigger family. Well, the home that they were going to was the kitchen was being renovated. And so there was an old double-stacked oven that still worked, but that was about to be removed. And then the new double-stacked oven, which was the replacement, which had just been installed. And the kitchen would probably be finished and wrapped up in a couple weeks, but it was in mid-transformation. There was four ovens in there.
God.
So, and it was only for a tiny window of time. Well, the new mother-in-law was there hanging out in the kitchen as the groom's mother prepared Thanksgiving and started commenting on the way she was preparing the meals. Preparing the stuffing, preparing the turkey, preparing the potatoes. And she was like, ooh, my daughter doesn't like her stuffing that way. And you know what? She doesn't eat her turkey like that. And then she said, hey, I just noticed there's these two ovens here. Would it be okay if I just went to the store and got a separate turkey and separate stuffing and then we just had two and we just got a new...
Sorry.
You're right. No,
it's terrible.
Yes, that's awful.
I hate rules.
And so, what are your thoughts on that situation?
First off, you don't need to have Thanksgiving in a renovated kitchen.
Yeah, there we go.
What are we doing here?
Yeah.
Just retire, take the year off, and enjoy it. Sit back, let someone else take care of it.
Go to Whataburger. You'll be happy.
But yeah, second, that's when you need to keep your mouth shut and just be like, you know what? If your daughter doesn't like the way this is made, she's not going to eat it, okay? She's not going to eat it.
So you learn as you get older that the way Thanksgiving was as a kid changes based on whatever happens in life. And you get older, and the way you used to do Thanksgiving, because someone might have died or it might have moved, and the way Thanksgiving happened. So the idea of a Thanksgiving tradition, it's really just a very narrow amount of time. Like you said, we've been going to Grandma's house for 40 years. Well, maybe, but there's been a lot of interchanging outside of Grandma.
Yeah.
You know, so I guess my point is, all these Thanksgiving rules and traditions that happen, everyone just needs to drop it and not be judgy of new people who are entered into the mix.
Okay.
Well, and you also should have a big warning if you're bringing someone into that mix, because I know if I was getting brought into something where I might be judged and talked about, I'd be like, you better warn me and let me know who to stay away from.
Oh,
like, I need everything. I need to know, because I do not like to get down with people I don't know very well who are now family that I didn't necessarily choose are now judging. That's horrible. It's a horrible thing to do to your partner, and it would be a horrible thing for your partner's family to do to you. You never want to feel that.
So next Thursday, the boyfriend's first Thanksgiving at my family's place.
Dun,
dun. So I've already had the conversations with him multiple times of just what to expect. You know.
Oh, boy.
So there are no surprises whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
But it should be interesting.
Like what?
I'm nervous. I'm not doing that right here.
Oh.
No.
They're listening.
Well, I would say you're safe. I would say you're relatively safe.
Yeah, you're
because
fine.
You have a really cool family, and you have a really cool boyfriend, and so them together, they'll all figure it out. Mm-hmm. It'll be great. I anticipate no issues there.
How extended does your family get there on this type of thing?
Because
where the problems usually happen.
That's the thing. It's really just my immediate family and maybe an aunt and a cousin.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Okay.
He'll be okay, but he's never been around my parents for more than, like, 10 minutes.
It's awkward.
So
I guarantee you he's dreading the crap
out
of it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Well, maybe. How long have you dated?
Like 2 years. A little over.
Dude.
What got hard for me is... What?
You had a pretty easy go, though, because Kat's mom is cool.
Okay,
and
but...
you didn't have to worry about Kat's dad.
But, yeah, that's true. There wasn't a dad in the mix. But having said that, I dated Kat for a decade before we got married.
Yeah.
And so each time we gathered, there was more and more pressure on me. Everyone was looking at me going,
common law. Common law.
Are you going to poop or get off the pot here? I mean, what are we doing? I mean, do you just want to take up all of her best years and take her off the market and then dump her? What are you trying to do? You know, it's like... But I was not stable financially, and so that's why I was waiting.
That's nice of you.
Right?
Yeah.
That's what I was waiting for, and it all worked out. But that was the pressure on me. This is still early. I don't think there'll be I think this would be great. I think it'll go well. You have nothing to worry about.
Had an awesome time.
The biggest mistake I ever made on Thanksgiving, and I've told you guys this, it was 2000, the year 2000. I was working at K-Star 49. We carried Maverick games on TV and Andy Griffith reruns. I was in sales. It was my first job after college. And Skin and I were doing this thing called the Rogers Report. And it was a tiny brief segment inside Dallas Mavericks halftime show. And it was like a 2-minute video piece. And there was a guy that would always throw it to us as the host in the studio that was from Miami. His name is Dave Benz. He's now... I think the color or play-by-play guy for, like, Minnesota Timberwolves.
Play-by-play guy for the T-Wolves.
Okay.
Yeah.
And he was, like, he had moved here, or he was going to be here or something, but he didn't know anybody. And so we were talking to him. He was giving us a sob story. Man, I don't know anybody. I don't know what I'm doing on Thanksgiving. And I was like, you're alone? And I wasn't even a huge fan of the guy, but he was a nice guy. And I was like...
You didn't know him well enough.
I didn't know him that well. Yeah. And I was like, my family... We had never had anyone join our Thanksgiving meal that wasn't family. If they married in, that was the first time. That had only really happened once. Other than that, we don't have outsiders come join us. Maybe if they're dating or whatever. But I'm saying if it's not a date, you don't have an outside guest joining. They have to be like part of the family or dating someone in the family. And so I felt so bad for Dave, I invited him. And so I had to tell my dad, this guy's coming. I invited him. And I was like, he was like, what? Are you serious? So Dave Benz comes to our Thanksgiving. he shows up with a date. I didn't know he was bringing a date.
That's awkward.
And it was a chick that was like, I mean...
Well, he just said he didn't know anyone, so yeah, how did he meet
yeah,
her?
Yeah, I think he brought a stripper. I think he brought a stripper.
She was kind of...
She was just on a lunch break.
Yeah. Before dating app time. So,
I think, yeah. I think he had a stripper, and I'm like, did you show up with a stripper to this? And
she had, like, a hooker's attire?
Yeah.
Like in a cold Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
It's 40 degrees outside, and she's got a dress on?
Yeah. Yeah, and I think she, you know, and so he's like... immediately within the meal, my dad is kind of old school. He dropped like 3 F-bombs and G-bang. He said G-bang. I've never seen anyone say that in front of my dad. That word.
You shouldn't say it in front of your dad.
Gang B.
Guy had no
G-bang.
Filter.
And he was telling a story and he told that. And I was like, and I'm just looking at my dad and I'm mouthing, sorry. I'm so sorry. And then on top of that, mid-meal, after we invited him to the meal, he goes, hey, I'm sorry to eat and run. We got to go. I was like, what? And that's not necessarily a bad thing. My dad was like, oh, great. Thanks for stopping by. And he goes, we've got 2 more Thanksgivings to go to.
That's a tremendous lack of awareness.
You got invited to 3 Thanksgivings? This is charity. I invited you over here because you didn't have anything to do. I thought you were going to be in a room by yourself.
Well, and it's partially on you for assuming that.
Yeah.
But that's some terrible self-awareness about old DB.
Right.
Yeah. You got. I try.
So much disrespect.
Yeah, I try to avoid. I try to avoid drama of any kind, especially in the holidays. Man. And what happens is, you've got people who have rich histories together.
Yeah,
they've got beef or baggage or whatever it may be, and maybe they are polar opposites politically. And then you sit down at a table and you're passing the green beans, and all hell breaks
loose. It's a recipe for disaster. It really is. And there's all kinds of stuff. Women, I think, have to deal with a lot of things that sometimes guys don't have to worry about in terms of, like, I'm not saying this is how it should be, but you have a situation where it's like, okay, well, the women are in the kitchen making the thing. Not everywhere, but some places, you know what I'm saying?
The thing I hate is, so when are you going to have a kid? You think about that yet?
Oh, God.
You do that, I'm like,
oh,
no,
God.
Leave me alone.
No, no questions.
Let
no
me just eat
crying. No one needs to know any more about anyone who's there unless they volunteer that information on their own.
That's when you start chugging wine.
You can't, because the people who generally cause the problems, generally, are older people who don't care.
Yeah.
They just start asking questions. Like, well, that's not appropriate.
Why is that anyone's business?
And they're the people who don't know the people that they're asking questions, but they don't know them very well.
Kevin, are you wearing a rubber?
But they get excited for it. Thanksgiving. I can't wait to get everyone together for Thanksgiving. It's like a big thing for them.
So
that's their event.
I can ask all these inappropriate questions.
Like, is it a magnum?
I dread Thanksgiving. I don't like Thanksgiving at all. I don't like Thanksgiving. Yeah. Christmas is fine. Christmas got a little different feel to it.
Because you get presents?
Thanksgiving is Christmas's pregame show, and it's just, I got, you know, that's why, I know it's sacrilege to say this in this town, but I'm a Packers fan, but I've always used the Cowboys game to, like, maneuver my way around, you know, whatever's happening at Thanksgiving.
Oh, that's the best,
and it's Tuesday. But I've got to do it's work. I got to do a podcast about the thing for some other thing that might not
are
even,
you guys worried about politics or COVID talk?
Yeah.
Check this out, Ben.
Yep.
In this thing that I found, we could probably go back to this tomorrow because there's some good stuff in there. Taboo table talk. What percent said politics is their least favorite dinner table discussion topic? Or that was number one, politics. Of the survey that was taken, 47% said politics is their least favorite. The problem is, bunch of other people want to talk politics.
Oh, yeah. There's people, their identity is like, look, my online identity is I get online and I say things with a hammer. I do not hold back. I'm the outspoken person. Here I come with my opinion. Woo-hoo! Gunslinger. Pow, 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 pow. And then they're like, oh, I'm in a situation that's not online?
No.
I got to keep on going. Pow, 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 pow. Gunslinger. Political convo. And they don't say things that are half-ass.
Yeah.
They say things that are so to the extreme that it rocks the foundation of the universe.
Oh, and more than ever, they get more information online, and information online generally could be misinformation, and then that will enter conversations. So it's just going to get more tense.
You just got to shut it down.
As the years go by.
Just shut it down immediately. Like, look, we don't need to. We don't.
okay, you needed someone that could shut it down, or you just needed to just escape.
That's usually
like,
what I do.
Once you
I'm
just
like,
throw on a mood, like, I'm not interacting today.
Oh.
We got crazy talk here.
You know, be badass. We need to invent this. Well, let's invent a Thanksgiving table that is made by, like, one of these companies out here that makes, like, fighter jets. And so each person is buckled into their seat at the table eating their food.
Uh-huh.
And if the majority of the people at the table want them gone, they shoot through the roof.
Like a game show.
Yeah, a parachute opens and they land safely somewhere else, but they are shot out of the cockpit. They're no longer in the plane. They're shot out of the living room and they just have to go on about their day wherever they land.
Why am I in Grand Prairie? What happened?
Grandpa would be like, me again, guys.
Wouldn't that be great?
Every year. Amazing.
Eventually, they would stop touching the hot stove because they would get shoot out of that table.
Because Thanksgiving, to me, I know a lot of people love Thanksgiving.
Do they?
One reason I don't like it is I don't like the food. That's a whole different thing. Maybe we can talk about it more tomorrow. Yeah.
Food's delicious.
I know you love it.
But to me,
I hate it. But the thing about it is I could do without it, and I just think everyone feels like they have to do it. Like Thanksgiving, we have to do something. And the answer is you don't.
Yeah, you do.
You just don't.
Yeah, you do.
No, you can just go on about your normal day.
It's a celebration of thanks.
For
thankfulness.
What?
For all the things we have. It's gratitude.
Awkward conversations with
thankful.
Family members.
Listen, here's the main thing.
Thankful all the time. Thankful every day, man.
This is what I like to do. Make a Thanksgiving stew. I take a bowl. I put stuffing in it. I put potatoes in it. I put a little bit of cranberry. I'll even put a green bean casserole. I'll even put a tiny bit of pecan pie in there. I'll put some dark turkey meat in there, and I'll put some gravy in that thing, and I will turn it into a stew, and it is magnificent.
I don't like my food touching each other, though.
This is all over each other.
That's the biggest difference between you and I, is I don't like my food touching each other.
That'd be pretty cool if that was our only difference.
I used to have to get, like, special.
I'd be like, wow, we're, like, best friends ever, man.
Until I was, like, 16, I'd have, like, grilled cheese for Thanksgiving dinner. Everyone else is eating turkey, and I would, like, have a special, get Grandma to come in and make, I can go, what you really want? Grilled cheese.
Do you?
Hell yeah, me,
okay,
Mom.
Your food can't touch each other. Are you guys the type of people where you have your Thanksgiving food on the plate and you go category by category and you only eat one thing at a time, then move on to the next and move on to the next? Like, do you eat all your mashed potatoes at once and then move to the next thing, or do you just mix it up?
So I've grown a little to where I will mix it now because, like, stuffing and turkey, they go together. You can dip a roll in that stuffing, too, and it's so
That's cool,
good.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
So good. So I've graduated a little bit in that sense. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, usually it's category by category. Like, mashed potatoes, then mac and cheese,
then
the stuffing and turkey and all that.
I can mix it up, but I'm definitely prioritizing what's hot.
Oh, that's smart.
So what's going to go cold? Like, some of the turkey will go cold fast, so it's like, I need to get in on that.
More turkey sandwich?
Ham
oh, really? Your ham? Okay, the ham's great. Honey baked ham?
I'm a ham person, too.
With the glaze on it and the sugary? Okay, but are you guys, so you're probably not a turkey sandwich person afterwards, right?
Not really.
Man, for me, that turkey sandwich with little Hellmann's.
Yeah, put the stuffing on there, too.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm not scared to. I've never done that at home.
Oh, you should.
I need to try that.
You're using how that Hellmann's glaze?
Yeah, oh, my God. Yes. That when Dave's there?
Oh, man.
Yeah.
He goes hard.
Yeah, he does. So, good luck for everybody out there for Thanksgiving. And, hey, we've got more opportunities to have these discussions.
Oh, yeah, I got some more stuff. More Thanksgiving stuff for tomorrow.
What's the best... Damn it, this is going to be a great drop question. What's the best Thanksgiving pie? Screw you, man.
329.
You don't even care about the answer. You just care.
Chocolate.
Chocolate?
No.
Somebody makes chocolate pie for that?
Did you ever had chocolate pie with just Cool Whip on it?
Yep.
Cool Whip.
Cool Whip.
I've had that at Furs Cafeteria. Is Furs still around?
No,
is anybody,
I've never
is
heard
there
of
Furs?
It.
I haven't seen one in a long time.
I've never heard of it until you brought it up.
Is there a Furs that's still open?
I don't
There's
know.
There's probably one.
I need to find one. All right, that was Around the Lazy Susan. Coming up next, it's the Today Game right here on 97.1 The Eagle.